Hello?
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking with Michael?
You are.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good.
Okay, very well. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. Do you mind helping us out with this survey, sir?
Sure.
Okay, we really, really appreciate this. Let's get started. First, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 33. Well, okay. Since February of 91, so about 32.
Okay. Thank you for that. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Tile.
Tile?
But I do marble and stone.
Okay. Thank you, sir. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey-level mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher or helper, or an improver?
I've been both just a journeyman setter under one of my co-foremen, and I've also been a foreman with him under me, so.
Okay, sounds good. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
About 7 months.
Oh, you're talking about months, huh?
Yeah, months.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, here in California, Local 3 just died, and even most of the non-union companies weren't hiring. So.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you for that, sir. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
It was pretty slow, but it's been picking up. So I'd say about the same.
Okay.
Maybe less, but like I said, it's getting better.
Okay, thank you for that. This is a very similar question. It says, and do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
That's hard to say because, like I said, everything is just now bouncing back, so.
Okay, sounds good. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, primarily through the state or local government, or do you not know?
I do not know.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I think less.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Get better.
Okay, thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job site? And I'm gonna name you the list here. We got dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, the heat or the cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
All of the above.
Okay, that's an option. All of the above. Okay. Next question. Yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in this activity in the past 12 months. First one, political canvassing.
No.
No. Okay. Union organizing.
No.
Okay. And the last one, picketing.
I'm sorry?
Picketing.
Oh, no, never picketing.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I did that about 25 years ago for one day.
And you didn't like it.
And that's all. And that's all it took. No, that's all it took.
Oh, that's all it took. Oh, wow. Okay. So it was effective.
Very much so.
Okay.
It only took one day before they changed what was going on.
Okay. Good to know. Okay. Next one. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Okay. Thank you for that. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. All right, I'm going to name all of them, okay? And then you tell me which one you get your news from the most. So we have the radio, we have cable news, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, and print or online newspapers.
Local programming.
Okay. Followed by, would you say?
Probably.
Cable news, maybe?
Probably Google giving me news when I Google something.
So the internet, okay?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay. And then would you say the radio goes in the middle or last?
Last.
Okay, last. Okay, so we got friends and neighbors, and then printed newspapers or online newspapers.
Oh, okay. No, printed newspapers is last. So,
okay.
Just friends and neighbors, and then radio and.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, education, support for labor unions, immigration, the environment, jobs, and the economy. Foreign policy, or something else?
Jobs in the economy.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I have not.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I think it's very important.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
That I'm not quite sure of.
Okay.
I kind of stay out of politics.
Okay. Moving on. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis for disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute?
The auto workers.
Okay, thank you for that. Next one, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. The first, his job as president overall. And here we have four options. You have strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Next one, the economy.
I guess somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Healthcare?
Somewhat disapprove.
All right. Foreign affairs?
I guess somewhat approve. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Immigration?
Disapprove.
Okay. And support for labor?
I guess somewhat approve.
Okay.
No, somewhat disapprove. I'm sorry. I got all that backwards.
It's okay, sir. I wrote down somewhat disapproved for immigration. Okay.
Okay.
And then the last one is support for labor unions.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with his policy on that.
Okay. And moving on. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? And you have
disapprove. Congress needs to get their asses off the chair and meet in the middle.
Okay, so you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay.
It's two bipartisanship.
Yeah.
You guys can shake hands across the aisle and figure something out.
Yes, exactly. This is a yes or no question. Are you a registered voter, sir?
No.
Okay. Yes or no question. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Okay. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. This is a similar question. It says, and how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
I see. Thank you. Okay, this is an open-ended question. We need your opinion here. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
That I can't really answer. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. All right, next one. Another open-ended question, which is the last one. We just have two. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of this year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Union employee communication and going out and getting more jobs or selling union for jobs so that union guys aren't sitting at home for 7 months.
Hey, you said what kind of communication you said?
Just more communication between the union itself, whether it's local or what have you, and the actual companies and employees or union members.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. Moving on. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Through regular mail, text messages, emails, job site, or union meetings?
Emails.
Okay. Give me a second here. Next question, and how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC. Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
I'm going to say never because they don't go to the meetings. But I'd be willing to bet that they talk about them at the meetings.
Okay. All right. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent?
More Republican than Independent, but not a Democrat.
Okay. So would you say not so strong Republican as opposed to a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
White, non-Hispanic.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have you say just your first name, sir?
Michael.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael. That has concluded our survey. Thank you so much for participating, and have yourself a great night, okay?
You do the same. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.